The following presentation is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network, home to a vast array of sports and entertainment podcasts, including Two and a Half Wrestlers, Neckbreaker, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Inconclusive Breakdown, Midnight Jewelry, After Midnight, Apex Radio, and The Shining Wizards. Plus exclusive shows Thursday Night Destruction and Kevin Gill's King of Indies podcast. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Audio Boom, and at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
Some of the material presented in this program may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
You are listening to the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast.
Life sucks! Get a fucking helmet!
Harden the fuck up!
Hello everyone, and welcome to this week's episode. This is Season 2, Episode 10 of Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined with Skeets, Vince.
Hello.
Timmy. Mr. Short.
Timmy.
Oh, what a week it has been.
Yeah. Vince had the Bruce Jenner surgery. We're proud of him. We support him.
My name's Veronica now.
Hi, Veronica.
Wow.
How are you doing?
How's Archie?
He's great.
Well, let's just get into it. Fuck it. That's my number one story here.
Is Veronica?
Yeah. Its name is Bruce Jenner. Episode title.
You know he won a Courage
Award. Oh, we're going to get to that.
That's a crock of bullshit.
Yeah.
And the guy in second place is missing an arm and a leg, and he's like a triathlete or something like that.
Yeah, a war vet.
Yeah,
and then that chick, the college basketball chick, that died.
Lauren Hill, yeah.
Lauren Hill?
Yeah, that was her name. Who had the brain cancer, was the college basketball.
Oh, okay.
And then you have Jim Kelly.
Strumming her pain with her fingers.
Jim Kelly. Yeah, who's
fighting the woman cancer.
Yeah, Jim Kelly's been fighting cancer, and, you know, that's not courageous.
Chopping your dick off is, though, I guess. And then everybody on the news is like, she's so beautiful. I'm like, that's a guy.
That's a man. I'm sorry.
I wouldn't stick my dick in the hole that used to be its cock. I'm just saying.
Now, you don't do Facebook, but my response to the... it was everybody on Family Guy puking.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I can't believe what's sick is everyone is... They're except, okay with it.
Yeah.
When the fuck did it become okay? Yeah, I know. He sent it to me.
Yeah.
He sent me the picture, and I told everybody at work, and I texted you on tweet. I said, that's hilarious. I said, all right, motherfuckers, no more making fun of me wearing my hat.
Yeah.
Bruce Jenner can have his dick cut off, and everybody be all right with it. I wear a hat, I get shit.
Not only be all right with it, they're praising him.
Giving him
awards and shit.
For everybody, it's like, well, he's now a woman. I would like to... reiterate that you can dress whatever the fuck you like, you can cut off whatever you are, but genetically, your ass is a man.
But
sorry about it.
There's people who I've heard getting their stuff legally changed, though, like on their birth certificate.
Yeah.
You can't change genetics.
If you get enough money, I guess you can.
And I don't know why they're praising him. This shit happens all the time. People get their weenies whacked every day. Probably.
I honest to God think it's Munchausen's. I think he has been surrounded by these crazy Kardashian bitches for so
long. It's a societal experiment in Munchausen.
that he just finally said, you know, though, if you can't beat them, join them thing. He's like, fuck it. I get shown as a man. I'm just going to become a woman. And
if he starts fucking a black guy.
That's why I said.
No, he said he likes women.
Because he's a man.
I know. He said he's now
I'm not
lesbian.
Gay. I'm a transvestite.
Yeah.
A friend of mine at work summed it up pretty well. The Kardashian name kind of dropped off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
This puts it right back in the fucking
This is mix. All yeah. a gimmick for his reality show and, to make money.
It's all about money.
Oh,
it's not about race or gender, kids. It's all about money. We make jokes, but...
So do you think he actually got his dick cut off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did he?
I don't know for sure.
Google it.
I ain't Googling that.
Google it.
It ain't worth the bandwidth.
Let's watch the video.
I think we did. Praise the Lord.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I think he was stuck around them bitches for so long that he's like, it took away every bit of masculinity.
But I guess his ex-wife and girlfriend had said that he liked dressing up as women. Why doesn't he just do what normal guys do and go to the Rocky Horror Picture Show once a week? I mean, really?
Every Friday night.
Fuck! How fucking hard is it?
Vince not anymore. It's inverted.
Yeah.
Vince rode over here in a bikini, so...
That's true.
Yeah.
The old ladies at the senior center liked it.
Hell yeah.
And I gave it to him, too. I'd fuck an old 90-year-old before I would Bruce Jenner.
Well, you just got knocked the dust
Betty
off.
Betty White?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man.
And isn't that a contradiction in terms, old and 90-year-old?
Yeah. Well, 90's the new 80.
That'd be like saying a friend of mine broke two of his legs. I mean, both of them?
Two of them.
I don't understand. He's got another one somewhere. And
the third one.
All of the, like you said, it's all the praise. It's all the, oh, so courageous. And why? Why is this courageous?
I don't see any courage.
Why are you getting a fucking ESPY award for courage? Why?
Why is it courageous? You spent money to do this. How is it courageous?
Yeah.
Because he's out with himself. See, we live in a time where everyone is so selfish. And nobody thinks about other people. They just think about themselves. Oh, it's so courageous that you came out as somebody, or you did this. His mother, his own fucking mom, is like, I'm going to call him Bruce forever.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Drake Bell got in trouble for saying, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's still Bruce. It's still and everybody, Bruce. All the fucking faggots in Hollywood jumped all over his ass.
I saw that.
He's Caitlin now.
Oh my God.
Squeeze the boobs together.
I think it would have been a lot more courageous if he raised his children to be decent human beings.
Ding! Yeah, yeah, yeah. You win the whole... Yeah.
Is that a black guy? Listen here, baby.
Is that a black guy wearing a skirt?
Yeah.
All the children or the offspring that are associated with him are giant pieces of shit.
Yeah. Just, that's it.
Well, I don't know. The boy, I think the boy's about the only half-normal one, isn't he?
Yeah, but that half-normal is about an eighth of normal.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow. You know what? I'm a straight man. Bow down to me, damn it. I'm a dying breed.
Yeah. I don't get it.
We don't have cameras yet for the show.
Yeah.
I got a camera.
Until they see you.
It's in my bathroom. All
right.
Chuck Berry special.
The toilet, yeah. I'd pay money to see that.
I bet you would.
Yeah, so that was like the big fucking entertainment story of everything was, you know.
I tried to stay away from it.
His name's fucking Bruce, folks.
It's everywhere.
I know.
Yeah, you can't turn on the fucking... I was playing Counter-Strike the other night and somebody was talking about it. So shut the fuck up.
I'm trying to look at girls pooping on stuff on Reddit and all I see is Bruce Jenner cutting his wiener off.
Fuck.
Well, it's like yesterday with a Triple Crown winner. You get on Facebook because I was looking to see some stuff about it.
Yeah.
No, that was Bruce Jenner bullshit. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. Somebody just did something that hadn't been done in over 30 years. And all we want to see is some guy who deflated his balls and chopped his dick off.
It's like that fucking cunt that jumped over that guy that put that satellite on that comet.
Oh,
he was wearing the comic book t-shirt.
The pinup girls.
Put it, fucking landed a satellite on a comet, but boy.
If you are straight.
Yeah, that pissed me off.
If you are a straight man, like you said, I think you're a dying breed. I think that
a straight, white, chubby, bald man is a dying breed.
Yeah.
Well, and nobody has the balls to say, go fuck yourself anymore.
That's because they cut their balls off.
You have to apologize. No, fuck you.
Yeah.
Suck my dick.
Bunch of pussies.
Please explain to me how weak you are that words hurt you.
Yeah.
In such a way.
Go kill yourself.
I'm going to live a normal life and raise my children to be decent. And nobody is ever going to know who I am except for on this podcast.
Yeah, the five listeners.
Yeah.
But I don't get it. I originally thought it was a gimmick to, you know, sell magazines, sell TV, sell, make money. But
well, yeah, because when they first started talking about it way back in the day, I was like, oh, they split up, so she's just trying to, you know, soil his name.
Right.
Oh, fuck no.
No.
Dude looked like a lady.
Well, how's she feel, though?
Who cares?
No, but nobody's like, yeah, well, you turned a man gay, didn't you? Your first one died, now you turn this one, whatever.
Yeah.
Nobody's talking about her. How does she feel about it?
I have
like, Jesus Christ, my ex-husband's a woman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But he still wants her, though. They can bump clams or whatever.
I don't get it.
Synthetic clams.
It's all about, it's selfish. It's so, everybody's so selfish.
And that's a societal
thing. Welcome to America, folks.
Yeah.
Praise abort.
Here's your boom job.
It's so relevant.
It is.
Sadly, it is. Let's just move on. I'm sure it'll keep fucking popping up throughout the episode.
I doubt it. It was cut off.
professional comedian, my ass.
I guess more TV news. Robert Kirkman revealed that the Walking Dead spinoff, Fear the Walking Dead, will debut in August. So, another couple months and that'll be out, which makes sense since it's the off-season for normal Walking Dead. You remember the Mega Man cartoon?
Yeah.
We're getting a new one. 2017.
Mega Woman.
Yeah, Mega Woman.
And she's black.
Starring Caitlin.
How are you doing? How are you doing? My name's Caitlin.
Buckle power.
God damn it.
That sphincter's cracking fucking walnuts.
I'm pretty sure we can find that on Reddit.
I'm pretty sure we can too.
Shooting walnuts, maybe, you know.
Do you know the actor John Noble?
No.
I don't know him personally.
Played the dad on Fringe.
Yeah,
I know who you're talking about.
Sleepy Hollow.
He died.
No.
Oh.
He has been cast. He will be on Elementary, which I think we both love. We like that show. That's a good Sherlock Holmes show. He will be playing Sherlock's dad.
Yeah. I like the show, but he don't ever point that out.
You like Blackish.
I love Blackish.
That ends your like of TV show credibility.
That hurts.
He's going to have a good cry now.
Yeah. I missed the thing.
Get a chopstick off.
Call me.
MTV has released the first look of the new Scream mask.
I don't like it.
What do you think?
I saw it the other day, and it looks like a sex doll.
Yes, it does. It, with the open mouth, and it just... It's going to be bad. It's so bad.
Why do you screw with something like that? That'd be like changing Freddy Krueger. I mean...
I don't know.
It's stupid.
Sad news. Nichelle Nichols, who played Lieutenant Uhura, had a stroke.
Yeah.
Minor stroke, from what I've read. They're still running tests to see how bad, but she's still in the hospital, I do believe. It looks like the next round of Marvel shows on Netflix. We talked about this, was it last month, Mr. Short? We talked about what they were trying to eyeball.
I think it was last.
It looks like now that it is going to be Punisher, which will be fantastic if they do.
Oh yeah,
Blade and Cloak and Dagger.
Hell yeah!
So I'm okay with. They were thinking Ghost Rider, but they think
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage. But they think that it would be too much CG.
Yeah.
To balance out money wise for Ghost Rider. So
Netflix is fucking awesome.
Yeah. Speaking of Netflix and Marvel shows, Daredevil. We know now that the villain for season 2 will be Bullseye. And it was leaked that Jason Statham was going to be Bullseye. They were in final negotiations and really close to signing the deal. Well, as soon as the leak came out, negotiations were ended. Jason Statham will not be playing Bullseye. This was either because his manager got wind of how people were liking Jason Statham as Bullseye was being picked, and they were going to ask for more money, or the studio thought they were going to ask for more money, and so they just canceled negotiations, so Jason Statham...
Send that to me.
I don't even know. So Jason Statham will not be playing Bullseye, but Bullseye will be the villain. So, which sucks, because I think he would have done a pretty good job.
Jason Statham's a bad ass.
Yeah. Until you find videos of him in the 80s dancing in music videos.
He's still a badass.
Yeah, I still wouldn't
fuck with him.
Yeah. You remember we were going to make a Stand movie?
Yes.
Based off Stephen King, and me and you mostly, we're trying to figure out how the hell do you cram that book into a 3-hour movie?
Yeah.
They're not going to.
Oh, they're going to break it up into...
It looks like Warner Brothers, CBS Films, and Josh Boone, who's directing it, are going to try... I don't know if this will work. They're going to break it down into an 8-part TV series on Showtime, and the ending will be a feature film. So it will be a miniseries leading up to a feature film. Do you think that will work?
No.
No?
I don't know, the miniseries and then to film?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would rather just see miniseries on Showtime.
If you're gonna do it, keep it there.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
And that kind of doing that with Entourage.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, but I don't know. We'll see. That's it for TV news. Bruce Jenner fucking just ruined everything this week, and for life.
Fucking Caitlyn.
Movie news. I have a redaction from last week.
Yeah,
I got a story wrong, and I apologize to Vince.
Yeah, I got pissed when I saw that.
The Big Trouble in Little China. Was reported that will be a sequel and all this. No, it will be a remake, and it is starring The Rock, who is also producing the movie.
He's a good actor, but it doesn't really...
Not for this role.
I can kind of see it. Kind of. Big, stupid, lumbering...
Yeah.
Cocky asshole. I can see it.
Yeah.
But, god damn it.
Yeah, this is one of your favorite movies, and this... Yeah.
Yeah. Dude... It's my favorite movie of all time. And they're going to fuck it.
Yeah. Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner.
That's Lopan.
God damn it. might as well. You might as well.
That would be like if they when they remake Indiana Jones and they put Cedric the Entertainer as Short Round.
That's fucked up.
Harvey. What's that guy's name?
Dent. Corman.
No.
Birdman.
The black guy. Steve Harvey. Indiana Jones.
God. Oh, that'd be awful.
Ice Cube.
Tyler Perry presents Indiana Jones.
Yeah, Tyler Perry as Indiana Jones.
Call a popo.
God. Sad news. Betsy Palmer passed away. Best known, she played Pamela Voorhees. She was Jason's mom. She was 88.
Well, at least they got that nice Mother's Day picture taken.
Yeah.
She was a good actress.
Yeah. Eli Roth posted a video on Facebook announcing that his horror movie, The Green Inferno, which has been shelved for over a year because of how crazy it is finally getting released theatrically.
All right, they're going to... Put some mainstream Holocaust porn in the theaters?
Cannibal Holocaust
porn. Awesome.
Yeah. It will be released September 5th. Or no, it was supposed to be released September 5th of last year. It was delayed indefinitely. Will now be released in theaters September 25th of this year.
Eli Roth and his hate movies.
Basically, this one is a group of... I don't think missionaries, but they're white folk that go overseas to help the jungle folk.
Sure.
And they find out the jungle folk are cannibals.
Sure.
You know, like you do.
Yeah. They're German. German descent. White people, blue eyes, blonde hair. Get killed in an Eli Roth movie? No way.
Yeah.
All the bad guys are German? No.
What's wrong with the Aryan Brotherhood?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, Eli Roth makes Holocaust porn.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Not a lot of people admit that. But yeah,
sorry, I'm just saying.
Vince has no filter.
Nope. No, I don't. Watch his fucking movies.
Yeah.
It's like, what's his name? M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong?
Ding-a-ding.
That guy steals all his shit from fucking Rod Serling and Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah, he only has made one really good movie. And that was Unbreakable. Which I liked. I really like Unbreakable.
It was alright.
Yeah. I think that was the last Bruce Willis movie I really liked.
I see dead people.
I didn't like that one. Yeah. Disney, who has decided to remake everything... I don't understand how they're going to do this. Do you know what a Night on Bald Mountain is?
Sounds like a porno.
Hell yeah, that happened the other night.
Yeah.
Rub the winner as you go by.
From Fantasia, where the demon raises all the stuff at the end.
Yeah.
They're going to live action that.
starring The Rock.
Starring Vince.
Starring Vince. It's Bald Mountain.
Fuck so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brokeback Mountain.
Bruce Willis.
He's gonna come alive like
Caitlyn Jenner.
Centered on a dark winged creature named Caitlyn, who raises spirits from the dead. They dance, fly through the air, and enjoy a night of mayhem until they fade away as the night ends and the sun begins to rise. So that's gonna be a live action Disney's version of The Purge? I don't know.
Didn't they already do that in the end of the movie This Is the End?
Demons
walking around with his dog flopping around.
Yeah.
That's fucking funny.
Speaking of Disney remaking or making weird shit, they're going to remake Sister Act.
Why not?
Because Whoopi Goldberg needs a job.
Melissa McCarthy.
Shut up. You know that's Jenny McCarthy's cousin.
I know.
Well, no wonder she got.
Oh, that explains a lot.
I didn't know it was her cousin until like last week.
Jeez, I thought they were her sister.
No, it's cousin. Yeah,
it's cousins.
Yeah.
We can get you. I can get you a job in Hollywood. Would you like to act? They need fat people.
The hell? Rebel. You just turned into Mickey Mouse?
Yes.
Rebel Wilson is their retarded neighbor.
Yeah, that's.
Hey.
She's the Wilson.
Don't make fun of Rebel. That's his girl.
I know.
We now have a director for Aquaman. This is official.
Nicholas Cage.
James
Patrick Duffy.
James Patrick Duffy being shit. That would be awesome.
Oh, Patrick Duffy.
That would be great. And you can get the guy from Entourage to star in. Oh, that'd be. God damn, that'd be great.
James Vanderbeek?
Yes. James Wan, who directed Furious 7, the last Fast and Furious movie. He's going to direct Aquaman and Robotech.
Ooh.
He has signed on to do both.
The fuck is Robotech?
You're done. You're off the show. The fuck look, you. Get out.
The look from Vince when the words what the fuck is Robotech was priceless.
It's awesome.
Explain. Okay. Explain Robotech for the kids.
I thought. Didn't we already have this conversation?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. There was this alien race called the Zentradi. All right. They come to Earth. They crash this big fucking ship, the SDF one. Well, they reverse it. The humans reverse engineer it and realize that these things are like 50 feet tall. Aliens. So they make these big mechs. It's just like, it's a mech movie.
It's
mech.
Gundam.
Yeah, it is. But it's awesome. It's an awesome
it's like
RPG.
Pacific Rim space.
Yes.
Before Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
Years.
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
So I'm actually, considering how good the action was in the last Fast and Furious movie, I'm...
Robotech
could be very cool. Aquaman? Sure, why not? You know, at least they got a director, and now they have to whittle it down from the 7 scripts they have wrote for Aquaman. Ron Perlman, great actor, but probably most people know him from Sons of Anarchy and Hellboy. Oh, he's trying. You know how they did the thing with Deadpool? The fans got behind it, and we got Deadpool made. He wants to do the same thing with the third Hellboy movie.
Hell yeah,
do it. Not going to give him any money because I don't have any. But
Guillermo del Toro has said that he wants to make it and finish the trilogy and show Hellboy becoming King of the Apocalypse as he's supposed to be. But he would need a budget of more than $100 million.
God damn.
Oh, shit.
But the Hellboy movies have almost always doubled their money. The last Hellboy movie was Hellboy 2, Golden Army.
Yeah. Yeah.
Made for $60 million, grossed over $120
million. That's a good movie, too.
Yes. Yeah, it is. I think they need... was it Lionsgate? Who the hell did Hellboy movies? I can't remember offhand.
I don't remember.
Maybe it was Lionsgate.
But please step up, give Guillermo the money, and let's get this third Hellboy done before fucking Ron Perlman dies.
I want to see more Abe Sapien.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll go see it in 3D.
Hell yeah, we would. We'll help you get the money back on that one. Speaking of movies I will not go see. Josh Trank. Director of Fantastic Four.
Oh, fuck him.
Said in an interview why he left Star Wars. Because he was supposed to do the Star Wars spinoff. We had the story a few weeks ago about how he was fired. Because he's a fuck up. And he had a bunch of problems on set. He said that the backlash he had gotten from Fantastic Four was just too much for him to handle. And he did not want to bring that to a Star Wars movie. So he backed out, said the stories about him being distant and having a ton of problems on the Fantastic Four set were made up. I don't believe that. Fucking bug fart in the wind, boy. he's a fuck up.
Or the movie just really sucked. Yeah. And the actors really sucked.
Well, I mean, other people.
And the production really sucked.
Other people will see, because I'm not going to watch Fantastic Four, but.
No.
Yeah.
You already said you're going to watch it.
No.
You're going to illegally download it.
No, I'll fucking.
Black Johnny Storm.
I still haven't even seen the
Black Man
Ninja
on Fire.
Turtles.
Was this shot in Mississippi? Yeah.
You haven't seen Ninja Turtles yet? It's not bad.
I'm waiting for Ninja Turtles too,
It wasn't bad. I mean, it was entertaining.
If you've never even heard of the Ninja Turtles,
if you go into it just for entertainment, I mean, you forget everything that you absolutely know about the turtles.
Yeah. It's doable.
It wasn't bad.
They need to put Usagi Yojimbo in there.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
They're not going
that
to.
That was one of my favorite characters.
Mr. Miyagi.
Put him in there too.
Dead.
Pat Morita.
They killed Arnold.
Dig him up.
Where the fuck am I here? Okay. This story hurts my head. It looks like with the success of Mad Max and how it's done already over $300 million, that Marvel is looking to cast Charlize Theron as Captain Marvel.
Did you watch Mad Max yet?
No!
Okay.
But if they cast her, they're hoping that it would hook Angelina Jolie to direct, because they are real good friends.
That one's fucked up already.
Yep. Take your flagship, besides Black Widow, your flagship female character, and just...
Yeah. She was one of the main characters in that live show I went to.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're pushing her hard.
Yeah, she's coming
it's
up big.
It's a great character. The book is fantastic.
Yeah, she's coming up big in the comics, and they're going to fuck her up on the big screen.
Yes. Which is all Marvel cares about right now. Well, actually, no, rephrase. Marvel still is a comic book company. Disney is what's behind all this.
Goddamn.
But they think they can get Charlize. You know, she's an action star now. And you can get Angelina Jolie, who's apparently a name, not as a director, but... Yeah.
We're going to need to find a big mousetrap.
Yeah, we are. We talked a few weeks ago about the Rick Baker... special effects auction that was going to happen. It happened. He raised over $1 million for his stuff. Some of the stuff, Men in Black's Mikey costume sold for $40,000. Mighty Joe Young, the full size Mighty Joe Young head, sold for $33,000.
Wow.
Harry and the Hendersons head sold for $17,700. The Michael Jackson body life cast and mold for Moonwalker sold for $11,000. I mean, just cool shit.
The Harry and Henderson's comes with the gloves too.
Yeah, and the
controls.
In the controls.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. So he got over $1 million.
Good for him.
Said this is not what I want to do, but just decided it was time to get out because everything's going less and less practical effects.
I like practical effects.
I do too.
That's like that idiot that sits in a freaking shop, has all this crap to make the sound effects. People walking down the stairs.
Oh, the Foley artist?
Yeah. That shit's dying off too. Everything's going digital.
Yep.
Sure is.
If you watch like...
It's like going to a dubstep concert.
If you watch a CGI movie, a movie that's heavily CGI, and then go back and watch, I don't know, like The Dark Crystal or Labyrinth or something like that.
Night and day. Night and day.
It looks so good.
Any Jim Henson, anything.
Yeah. And just imagine what they can do today with the effects. You take everything out and do that. Yep. Or even, what's that Tom Cruise movie?
Mission Impossible.
No.
Top Gun.
AI?
No. The one with Tim Curry is the devil. Legend.
Yes.
That entire movie was shot indoors.
Yeah.
Well,
even Jurassic Park was fucking awesome. Even though some of the
dinosaurs were CG, but a lot of that was practical.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that I think was the right balance.
Yeah.
Where you have the big giant shots, CG, the big giant.
Even though some of, I mean, you watch it now and you can tell that like,
well, yeah, some, it was 20 years ago.
Robots, but still, they look fucking awesome.
Look how far technology's come in 20 years. Yeah. I mean, on the practical side.
Look at fucking, what is that, Fraggle Rock, the Doozers.
Yeah.
I mean, they look great.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, he sold off all the stuff and got $1 million.
I bet he didn't sell everything.
Oh, no, I imagine there's probably some...
Sucks.
Yeah.
He's still got the station wagon from Harry and Anderson.
Yeah, with the hole in the top.
Fuck yeah.
Speaking of Star Wars that we watched a little video of earlier, Justin Lin.
Of Star Trek.
Star Trek, sorry. Justin Lin. Motherfucker. Who is directing.
Let's keep going.
Said in an interview that the new Star Trek movie will go farther out than before. They will introduce new worlds and races of characters.
Where no man has gone before.
Yeah. The well, I mean,
nigga.
The name... It's a whole race of people that are genetically male, but it's odd. They've cut off their organs and put them on the inside. Yeah.
Call themselves praise aboard.
Praise aboard, Caitlin. Wow.
Yeah.
It doesn't get old.
The next Star Trek movie will be called Star Trek Beyond. Still being wrote by Simon Pegg, so... Yeah, pretty much.
Fuck him.
Yeah, I agree with that right now.
I've done lost my respect for that cocksucker.
Yeah, he just... Yeah.
He did some... He said some stupid shit.
Oh. We talked about it, but yeah.
He said that... He pretty much said that all the fanboys that like his shit are fucking stupid and they need to kill themselves.
Sci-fi has made everybody into babies. And then we don't challenge ourselves with hard-hitting societal...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's he, all we need. That's,
as he gets in his Bentley and his fucking driver takes him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul was a good movie.
I liked Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Paul was pretty good. Simon Pegg's an asshole.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Money changes you.
It
must. God knows I'll never know.
But you jump off your dick and stuff.
I'd love to be a dickhead for $1 million.
Somebody else say it. You thought it and you giggled.
I'm a dickhead now.
Thank you.
You do it for free.
You know, I take $1 million for a couple
of
girls to double up on a guy like
me.
For
free. Can you imagine him on $1 million? Can we put you in a suit and call you Mr. Farrakhan?
Fuck me. Yeah, hell yeah. I'll get up on my podium.
Go Super Saiyan.
Oh,
goddamn right.
Grow that at Mohawk out. no. Netflix. Speaking of movies, this is a big deal. They have signed a deal.
Sports news.
They have signed a deal with Disney. Netflix and Disney have inked a new deal.
Oh, God.
Starting with all Disney movies starting in 2016 will be going to Netflix. Netflix. Thank you. Customers will be able to stream a catalog of titles from Disney and its four subsidiaries, which is Walt Disney Animation, Pixar, Marvel, and Disney Nature. Netflix will become the exclusive U.S. subscription television service for Disney's new releases.
The Age of Apocalypse.
Yeah.
What is that? I've got those comics.
It's a comic.
They've redone it for Secret Wars Battle World. And that'll take us right...
take us right into comics?
No, almost.
Oh.
Jump the guns, huh?
A little bit. So, Netflix is getting Disney, which is a big deal, especially with starting 2016.
Weren't they talking about doing their own streaming service?
Yes. But I guess that Netflix...
Disney?
Yeah. It was going to be like...
They were going to do a Star Wars channel and then a Marvel channel. Yeah.
So they need to get that fucking broadband going.
But you notice what was not said on here was Lucasfilm.
Oh, yeah.
So, Star Wars is still not...
Scroll down a little bit.
Okay.
Oh, I'm in no
way. It's a... Can't scroll that. It's an ad.
Well, that's dumb. I see Spider-Verse down there.
Oh, yeah. The synopsis for Independence Day 2 was released.
Welcome to Earth,
motherfucker.
The next epic chapter delivers global catastrophe on an unimaginable scale. Because Will Smith ain't here to save us. Using recovered alien technology, the nations of Earth have collaborated on an immense defense program to protect the planet.
That tells you it's a movie right there. We ain't working with nobody. Fuck y'all.
But nothing can prepare us for the aliens' advanced and unprecedented force. Only the ingenuity of a few brave men and women, Jews, can bring our world back from the brink of extinction.
Shit, the white niggas are coming.
Awesome game! They's darker than us. Woof!
Praise aboard. So yeah, that's your Independence Day 2. Last thing for movie news, Wolf Cop 2 has started an Indiegogo page to try and raise some money. The money...
I'm going to give him my paycheck.
The filming money and production money is set. They already have it. They're going to make the movie. This is if they can raise enough money to try and get big names into Wolf Cop. They're going to try to go after some big name actors to co-star.
Kevin Smith.
He'd probably do it.
Bruce Campbell.
Bruce Campbell would be awesome in Wolf Cop. God.
There's not enough Bruce Campbell.
There isn't.
I watched Evil Dead today. It's on Netflix.
Not even in Bruce Campbellville. Oh, we'll go into comic book news.
I need to bring you that book, speaking of Bruce.
What book?
If Chins Could Kill.
Oh, I almost bought that book. I'll just wait for you to bring it.
Yeah, I'll bring it.
Marvel has released two new teasers for what they are calling All New, All Different Marvel. This is coming out of Secret Wars. This is basically the... One, it's a giant fucking spoiler because it shows you who survives. For one... And two, this is all going to take place... The new books will start, and the storylines will be 8 months after the end of Secret Wars. The first teaser shows... where'd it go? Oh, God, I have to do this off again. Okay. Spider-Gwen, Phil Coulson, Spider-Woman, Black Panther,
Falcon Cap.
Yeah. Old Cap... Old Steve Rogers as just Soldier, a Spider-Man, Iron Man, Vision, Ultimate Spider-Man. So Miles is surviving.
I'm okay with that.
Ant-Man,
Thor,
Jane Foster, Thor, the new Miss Marvel, and Red Wolf,
Pocahontas,
who's a Native American character.
A whole new world.
Oh wait a minute.
Now you notice in the picture here that I'm showing everybody, who's front and center?
Iron Man. Thor.
Iron Man. Now, they released a second one. Who's front and center?
Iron Man.
Iron Man is the new flagship comic of Marvel Comics.
Oh, God.
It is no longer Spider-Man or Fantastic Four. They're banking everything on Iron Man.
That's because of how big those fucking movies were.
That's exactly the point.
Did they continue Spider-Verse? I didn't know
it went into Secret Wars. Yeah. Okay. The second teaser shows... Oh, thank God they put a list on here. This character is Dr. Spectrum from New Avengers. Citizen V from Thunderbolts. You got Rocket Raccoon, Hyperion. The Thing, Ben Grimm, but... He's in a new outfit, and that's a Guardians of the Galaxy outfit. Karnak, who's an Inhuman. Inferno, who is another Inhuman, because they're getting pushed. They're basically the new mutants.
Did Logan have a sex change, you know, Caitlin?
I'm working there. You have Medusa, Queen of the Inhumans. Daredevil. This Daredevil is a black suit Daredevil, and it is... There was a really bad Daredevil run. It was like Shadowland or something that he used this outfit. But, Doctor Strange with what looks like the Executioner's Axe. So I don't know what that is. You have Star-Lord, Old Man Logan.
Is that X-23?
And your new Wolverine is X-23. Also, they have announced that Hulk, there's going to be a new...
Give me that.
Hulk run, and it may not be Banner as Hulk.
He's kind of...
So, he's got... Yeah, I know. Marvel's banking from... Basically, the movies. The movies are now influencing everything in the comic books. Whereas DC, it is... You know, the movies are one thing, comics are another...
Here, give it. Gotta hand DC for staying legit.
Yeah. Even though Convergence was a giant clusterfuck for DC, but coming out of it, it opened it up to like, okay, storytellers, you're not shackled down by what everybody did before you. Tell your story. Okay, I'm fine with that.
So what are they doing with Age of Apocalypse?
Okay, this Age of Apocalypse thing, I'll click on that just to...
Sorry, I've got...
Make Vince happy.
I've got all of them. I've got all the number ones from back in the day.
Now I have a security alert that I can't get off my screen.
Ah, goddamn porno.
Close this right here. Up the X.
The X.
Over, down.
Right.
Right there.
Yes.
Well, this just makes for great podcast.
Prevent this page from creating additional dialogues.
That's an awesome. There you go. Don't click it again.
No, Yay!
Don't click it again.
I'm on comic book resources.
Okay, yeah, look that up. Can't take you fuckers anywhere.
I've got all those number ones. I mean, I just.
Yeah, I loved Age of Apocalypse. That was a great story.
It's kind of cool that they're putting it into the.
Age of. Yeah, that was one of the worlds that got put into Battle World.
How the fuck do you spell Apocalypse?
APOC.
NIC.
Oh, got it.
Nation of Islam. But yeah. Brian Michael Bendis will be writing the new Iron Man. I think it's Invincible Iron Man is what they're calling it now. He's the flagship, so thank you, Robert Downey Jr.
U.S.
Going to wrestling news. Sad news to start off wrestling news. Tommy Rogers, one half of the tag team, the Fantastics, passed away. I'm not sure how old he was. WWE has been holding tryouts this last week at the Performance Center in Orlando. And it looks like a lot of big names showed up. Jessica Havoc, Tosamo, I know I fucked that name up, Ciampa, Johnny Gargano, Chuck Taylor, Drew Gulak, and Biff Busick all apparently were at the tryouts. If they're smart, they would hire every single one of them. I believe Money in the Bank is next week, so we'll do the preview for that then. Last thing I have is former ring announcer Justin Roberts announced that he is writing a tell-all book, and that should be out sometime next year. So, kind of looking forward to seeing that, or reading that. Video game news, I have two things, and then I will throw it to Vince. DC has had a video game on PC for a while called Infinite Crisis. August 14th, that's the end of it. They've canceled it.
No, that's nice.
Yeah.
Shut down the servers.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. The other thing is the Strong Museum in Rochester, New York, which is the home of the National Toy Hall of Fame, has now established the World Video Game Hall of Fame. Did you have the Strong?
Mm-mm.
Okay. The first induction class for Hall of Fame video games, Pong, obviously, Pac-Man, Tetris, Super Mario Brothers, Doom, and World of Warcraft. Or your first induction class.
That's cool.
So, I think there was a list of 15 that they had, and people got to vote as to what ones they wanted on the first class. So, that's it.
Doom was a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it was. Vince!
Ask me about Hatred.
Hey, Vince, what about Hatred?
I don't know. I didn't play it. It didn't work.
Explain to the people.
It was glitchy, buggy as hell.
Really?
There's a lot of bad reviews for it, too. There was killing, and that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, now go kill these people. And then the next quest, okay, now go kill these people. And then the next quest is go kill these people. So it's kind of redundant.
Yeah.
It was, somebody had said it was postal, just top down,
mm-hmm.
isometric. So I was like, well, damn it. I kind of wanted a game. It looked really cool.
I've heard.
If I get it to run, it'd be great.
I've heard, forget Hatred, go buy Bulletstorm. So.
Yeah.
Bone Storm.
Yeah. Yeah, that ain't no shit. Other news, big news.
Yep.
You're not living under a rock.
Caitlyn Jenner. Oh.
Fallout 4 was announced at E3.
Yeah, that's all over.
Everybody wet their fucking pants.
And it looks amazing. That really does look good.
How many years has it been?
God.
When did Fallout 3 come out? 2009? 2008?
They've been talking about it for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been out for a while. But
yeah, Fallout 3 was...
I forget when it came out. But yeah. Fallout 4 should be...
2008.
Yeah, 2008.
So it's been,
Eight
years?
They've been talking about it and delaying it
for Boston.
Mm-hmm.
In the harbor?
In the harbor.
Get Wahlberg on it.
Yeah.
No, we have Gilbert Godfrey, goddammit.
It looks really good. If you haven't seen it, I suggest you watch the trailer. Oh, and the protagonist and the main character does speak. They do talk.
Really?
Yes. Ooh. I forget what vault they're out of. 111? I don't think. 101? I don't know. I can't remember. But that's all the video game news I have.
Okay, well, that sucks about Hatred.
It does suck about Hatred, because I really wanted to play that fucking game.
Maybe they...
They'll port it to Linux sooner or later, so...
And it'll get fixed.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Sports news, I have...
What do you got?
I have one thing I think you have, and then... Do you have about the fan at the Red Sox?
I do have that.
Okay, well then go.
Okie dokie.
And now to Timmy with...
Sports. No, it's da-na-na, da-na-na.
No, he was doing the Chick McGee thing, you ass.
Oh.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Chicken McGee.
I love him.
Anyways. NASCAR
news. And now to Timmy with sports.
Yeah. Okay. NASCAR
and
news.
Now to Timmy with... Oh, sorry. Just go.
Remember when Tony Stewart hit that guy and killed him?
Yep.
No.
Yeah. All right, well, during the race last week... last weekend, two drivers...
Can't say racist. It's racist.
This show wouldn't say racist.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways.
This show says a lot of things.
Two drivers left their vehicles and walked around to the track, which is a direct violation of the rule.
Yep.
The first one was the woman, Jennifer Ho Cobb. Autocorrect. Jennifer Jill Cobb. She was fined $5,000. Trevor Bain was fined $20,000. I know...
Why?
Well, hold on.
Okay.
They're in two different series. She races trucks, he races in the Cup. I know the Cup drivers make more, but it's the same... You're breaking the same rule. The fine shouldn't be that big a difference.
Yep.
I think it needs to be changed. Where the first time, you're suspended from the next week's race. You can't race. Nobody can race your car for you. It sits. It's not on the track at all for one race.
Wasn't that last week?
Yeah.
She did last week.
But they don't announce the fines until Tuesday.
Oh. Yeah.
So that'll send a message.
Yeah, it would.
Because the sponsors are going to be pissed.
Yep.
If you do it again, 2 weeks. If you do it again, 3 weeks. Your car sits enough times, you're going to stop.
I think that the next person who gets out of the car and walks up the track... First driver to hit him gets 50 bonus points.
No.
I guarantee you it will stop immediately.
No. I think I like mine. Mine's feasible because nobody dies.
They did that already. Tony Stewart did.
Yeah, I was going to say, he just didn't get his bonus points. It was a midget race.
Jimmy Johnson won last week, and they're comparing him to Dale Earnhardt and Richard Petty, which is bullshit. That's...
Yeah.
There's no way. No, I'm not going to talk about that. I'll just get pissed off. Matt Crafton won a truck race either Friday or yesterday. I forget which one it was. Today, Kyle Busch sits on the pole, i.e., he is gay. Kurt Busch will be starting the race in first. My pick to win today is Martin Truex Jr. He's had a few races he should have won and didn't. I think he gets it done today. In NHL, game two was last night. It's now tied 1-1, and that's all I got to say about that.
Fucking refs.
Yeah.
About that one game that was a championship or something for some kind of thing where they're kicking around a black and white.
Oh, the UEFA thing was yesterday, yeah.
The what?
The soccer game.
Oh, that's later. Oh,
okay.
Barca won.
Yeah, MLB, Red Sox, Athletics played a game.
Oh, you got started.
Anyway,
fuck, you just went full beat.
The Red Sox Athletics played a game the other day. The Athletics batter broke his bat and went careening into the stands.
Yeah, damn near killed that
woman. Struck a woman in the head. Boston police said she was in critical condition.
She will survive. She was, this morning.
She was upgraded to expected to survive. That's exactly what it said.
Her whole head just got split wide open. I mean, gushing blood.
What happened?
Dude hit it, and his bat snapped, and it flew off into the stands and cracked her right in the head.
Ooh. She was sitting two rows off the field.
Yeah.
It said she was there with her son and a man, i.e., not the baby daddy. But she's
you got hit in the head for a point from God.
She's expected to survive. So
baseball.
I think it's been 1970, something like the last time somebody got killed by a foul ball. Something like that. People get hit all the time, but they...
2002, a kid got killed in Columbus from a hockey puck.
Yeah.
And then they put the nets to
the... Yeah, that's why they have the nets for the NHL now.
In the ESPYs, we kind of touched on a little bit.
I ain't touching that.
Bruce, Caitlyn Jenner is going to receive...
Its name is Bruce. Its name is Robert Paulson.
Is going to receive the Courage Award, which is a load of shit. Soccer players are more courageous, so...
Wow.
And that's not even a real sport, right?
Yeah,
you heard
that's
not
even
a
real sport.
You know where he thinks about that.
I mean, it'd be different if, say, he was doing a double Lindy off the high dive and split his sack open and had to get it chopped off. That'd be courageous. I'd give you that one.
He's got to have the peppermint.
The triple, you know,
the old
Lindy.
The old swimsuit.
it was triple Lindy.
It was triple Lindy, yeah.
That'd be more courageous.
It is Pride Week in Indy right now, right? I'm just saying that.
Oh, shit.
Is it?
Yeah, Caitlyn Jenner won the Fruit Loop 5K. We had. That's a good joke. I don't care if you don't laugh or not.
Is it Pride Week here, though?
Yeah.
You're joking?
No.
Oh. Yeah, they wanted people from where I work to go to the parade and show our Cummins pride.
Oh, fuck, that joke writes itself. Goddamn.
Is that why your beard is white on the chin?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he'd be pitching if he's Cummins. He'd be pitching, right?
Well, he could be receiving Cummins. They pay him. Cummins money. So anyways.
I derailed the show.
Soccer news. There was some...
Barcelona, right?
No, I don't know.
I believe Barcelona.
I don't watch it. Soccer's not a real sport.
Tottenham.
It was the forwarders.
Yeah. That narrows it down to everybody but America.
I know.
No, half the Americans on the team are foreigners, too.
Well, yeah, that's true.
So the London soccer. Sissy nannies.
Yeah. Barcelona and Venice, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like... It was a... Yeah, be
one of them Uruguay, Puruguay...
No, it's not. That's South America.
It's not even close.
Anyways.
We're both European countries.
It's like saying, them damn Asians, you know, Australians. It's not even close.
Uruguay and Paraguay are in South America.
Yeah.
Okay. You said European.
I know. He
was close. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Missed it by that much on the globe.
It's like the Africans wear the dots on their
the
head.
The countries that were actually in
cows.
The game are both European.
La, 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 la,
Spain
la, la, la.
And Italy.
But yeah, anyway, soccer's not a real fucking sport.
Alright.
On to music news.
On to music news.
Stuff.
Yeah, I sent you the story that I found, because that's fucked up.
Yeah, my first story.
I hope this set his ass on fire.
I've never even heard of this band.
I hadn't either.
Nickelback?
I've heard of Nickelback.
I wish I never heard of that band.
The police have heard of Nickelback.
Falling in Reverse? That's a band?
Also known as How Timmy Goes Upstairs?
That's, we need to redo...
It's called Jumping, I think. But
we need to do our list of weird band names.
We can,
yeah. The singer, I think, Ronnie Redke?
Sure.
I think you read that backwards.
He's good.
Redke?
Accused of gang rape.
Yeah.
At a show.
Just him?
Well,
he's
I'm,
the only
there was
big
other
name.
People.
Oh, okay.
Quote, quote, big name.
That'd be a hell of a
yeah,
gang rape.
I read the story, and it was like... This lady said that that guy and a bunch of other people raped her and threw her out in the street, and she was all bruised up and
sure.
And then he said it never happened.
He has a history of violence towards women.
Yeah,
and he's not Irish, and
they fucking deserve it.
The Irish,
the Irish.
What? Who falling?
Falling in Reverse. They're probably awful. That guy looks like a fucking turd.
Praise the Lord.
He got corn and shit in his beard.
Woo! That guy.
Yeah. Don't even look like a guy.
No.
It's like Caitlyn.
Whoa!
Wow. I've never even heard of this band. Where are they from?
Uruguay.
They do look European. Look at him.
What, Uruguay?
Like,
Uruguay. Yeah.
What are they, like, fucking My Chemical Romance or some shit?
I don't know. They touch each other's butts and stuff.
What is that?
He hate fucks women because they're not a man. That's why.
Yeah.
They're peso back.
And,
Why can't you have a dick?
The thing we keep mentioning, Praise Abort, is a song done by Lindemann, the band fronted by Till Lindemann, formerly of Rammstein.
Do not watch the video. Whatever. Do not watch the video.
Rammstein.
If you've ever watched any Miley Cyrus video, you can watch this.
Go to YouTube and look up Lindemann. Lost. Praise abort.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It's entertaining. It's well produced.
Yeah. It is very well produced. They spent some money on it.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
I like it.
But he has a whole new album coming out.
He hates his wife. He hates his kids.
Yeah. I can't remember what the album's called because I didn't write it down. But, the band is called Lindemann.
It could be Ein Berliner.
Yeah, that too.
I really don't know.
Just sprach in the Deutsch.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
Call me Caitlin.
I want you to poop on me.
Hey, we watched that. Maynard James Keenan. Maynard James Keenan.
Tell him about the priest and the nun.
No.
No.
The aristocrat.
Poop. He said a poop. Oh, he did.
Maynard James Keenan now has a purple belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
I don't know why that's so funny.
And then
Paul Walker did too, but it didn't work out too well for him.
And now Maynard has to get a hip replacement. I swear, they were weeks apart stories or days apart stories, but they were
took his test to pop his
he
hip
said
out.
He said he didn't want to alarm anybody, but years of stomping have took years the cushion out of his left hip, so he has to have it replaced.
Fuck. Years of stomping my ass.
And he's in
I'd be afraid to see how many of my joints
he
fucking
he's in his
replacing.
Late 40s, isn't he?
Yeah. He's got to be. Well, I mean, he might be in his 50s.
Well, I don't know.
You're old.
He's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I love Tool. I love the Tool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Have you heard any Pussifier?
Yeah, I like Pussifier.
Yeah. Bullet for My Valentine is wearing dead people's ashes in jewelry on their tour this summer. Two of their fans were killed in a car wreck, and then they're gonna
honor them
by wearing their ashes in jewelry.
You know how we honor people in fireworks? Yeah, we blow them the fuck up.
Yeah, and they're on the Summer's Last Stand tour, which I plan on going to in August.
Really?
Slipknot, Lamb of God, Bullet for My
Valentine.
Yeah,
you've been talking about that one, yeah.
Is it going to be another Cummins event?
No.
Vestal Masturbation going to be there?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I hope people get our humor. I really do.
Nobody does.
No. Well, some people do.
You live in Fort Wayne.
And my last story, you guys are going to love this.
Oh, God.
Scott Stapp
is in the bar! Oh, sorry.
To be on a reality show called Couples Therapy on VH1 with his estranged wife.
Caitlin.
Can we get Randy Quaid on that show, too?
Probably.
Via Skype.
Via Skype. I swear to God, I'm going to figure out a way to try and get that.
Cradle of Filth.
Oh, Danny Filth is a little lawn no-mask? Yeah.
Wow. Sorry.
Yeah, they're fucking Cannibal Corpse.
What's wrong with Cannibal Corpse?
Timu Borgore.
Hey, you know...
Have you ever watched one of their videos? Yeah.
The band?
They're sledding through.
The band and, what's his name? What's that movie? Ace Ventura.
Oh, yeah.
The band where they go into the bar, that metal band, is Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah.
What movie?
Ace Ventura, the first one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
He's a huge speed metal freak, and he wanted the Cannibal Corpse on that. In
he's
movie.
A huge speed freak. Yeah, that's
huge speed freak.
That explains the Jenny McCarthy years.
And,
it probably sounds like Lawrence Welk.
I saw Mastodon is going to be on Game of Thrones.
Yes, they already filmed that. Oh, right. I believe they were in the last episode, which was the White Walker episode. So
I like them as people, but their music is kind of awful. Sorry.
Yeah.
Gwar.
I miss Gwar.
Have you saw their new singer, didn't
Volvatron.
You? Volvatron. Shooting blood from her nipples.
Fuck yeah.
Yes, Timmy, you've raised your hand.
I meant to say this in movie news. I did watch Kung Fury.
Yes.
Yes. I've seen it twice. We watched it.
I've watched it like three times.
I have
man.
Too, yeah.
I was running on the treadmill at the gym and I almost fell off like five times.
What did you like about it?
Everything.
I am the greatest Kung Fu master!
Kung Fuhrer? Jesus Christ. You don't hassle the Hoss 9000?
I mean,
what year
on.
Is this?
The Viking Age.
Viking Age.
That explains the laser raptors.
have it. Oh, there's a Kung Fury game.
Yeah, it's on Steam. Buy it.
It's on
mobile.
Oh, it's on mobile too.
Yeah.
When the game was attacking the city and it ripped up the parking meter to put another quarter in there to keep fighting.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
When it split his partner in half.
Yeah.
And his tongue went with the back half.
I was hit by lightning and a rattlesnake bit me.
Cobra.
Whatever.
Yeah, in the middle of a city in an alley.
Yeah.
Cobra bit me.
Yeah, in fucking Miami.
Yeah. Kung Fury has already broke the top 500 movies of all time on IMDb. By ratings.
Shut the fuck up.
It has.
A 30-minute movie on YouTube.
Yep.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
To Hasselhoff.
Yeah, right there.
Have you seen the music video?
Yes.
I didn't see it.
Oh, for True Survivor?
I didn't see it.
It's fucking beautiful.
Like when the cop comes cruising up at the beginning?
Yeah.
In the music video, Hasselhoff is in the cop car when he pulls up her.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We'll
have to see it. It's 80s cheese, man.
Yeah.
And if you didn't grow up in the 80s, you don't really...
I don't think you can...
You don't appreciate it.
You can understand it's funny, but you don't get the joke.
You don't appreciate
the tracking.
The VHS thing.
The tracking, yeah.
Yeah. I used to have a top loader with a tracking...
Oh, yeah.
Or the fact that the hacker uses the power glove.
Yeah.
Hacker man. He's like turns real slow.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah. He's every guy I grew up with that used to, like, whose name was Neil, that used to work on Apple computers.
Neil.
Thing, like Mac 2.
Fucking Thor. Check out these abs.
Kisses by
your pecs are epic.
That fucking brunette on the goddamn...
Yes.
Wolf. I looked up the women on there. One of them is... she's an actor, and the other one is a producer. She produces.
Yeah. It's fucking fantastic.
Yeah, watch it if you haven't.
Sarah Kopp.
Yeah, that was good.
I work alone.
Yeah, if you could relate it to a cartoon, it would be like Axe Cop. Almost, yeah.
5-year-old written.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Axe Cop?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A 5-year-old wrote it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Now I have to fucking download more Axe Cop.
Yeah.
It's on Hulu.
Yeah. Your song of the week this week. I picked this one because the name of the song defines society right now. Vince, would you read for the people?
Call me Caitlin.
Living Color, Cult of Personality.
Yeah.
Yep.
Relevant.
I love those fucking guys.
Yep.
Talk about a band that didn't get any attention that absolutely deserved it.
Should be Hall of Fame. Should be Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
The Monkees?
Them and Bad Brains.
No, fucking Living Color. Yeah. Yeah. Fucking Living Color, dude.
Yeah.
I love Living Color.
Look in my eyes. What do you see?
The Call of Personality.
That's right.
There you go. So here you go. Best in the world.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand. The cult of personality. Yeah.
The Shining Wizards is a weekly wrestling podcast that brings you the ups, downs, ins, and outs of this great sport. Join Kevin, Matt, Tony, and Eddie as they bring to you the latest news, the greatest reviews, and of course, the biggest names in the professional wrestling business. They're serious, they're funny, they're entertaining. They are The Shining Wizards, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and at ShiningWizards.com. It's wrestling talk, and talk about wrestling. Proud members of the Shining Wizards Network, available at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
What's up? It's Mike from The Midnight Jury. The Midnight Jury is a podcast where you, the listener, are able to be transported back to the 80s and 90s every Friday to talk about everything pro wrestling, pop culture, and horror. From segments such as My 5 Fun Facts in Under 2 Minutes and Adam's Vinyl-y Rediscovered, to past guests such as Jake the Snake Roberts, Buff Bagwell, and the horror icon, Chucky himself, Ed Gale, you will find yourself going back to the days before iPhones and social media, to when it was all about records, Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Find us on Facebook and Twitter and join myself and my co-host Adam every Friday on The Midnight Jury. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Audioboo for the Shining Wizards Network, and Fridays at 5, 4 Central to start your weekend on Geek Life Radio. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Entertainment here.
Hey, this is the Impact player, Mr. Phil Rea from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, inviting all of you, when you're done with this podcast, head back on over to ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. That's right, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. You can download the latest edition of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boo, Buzzsprout, Geek Life Radio, and every single Wednesday, live, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on RantEMRadio.com. So if you want to listen to the current, to the way back, we're the new recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Hey everybody, this is Neil C.
And Annalise from the Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks podcast.
Get ready to have your earholes experience awesomeness as you listen to the latest from the Inconclusive Breakdown podcast.
And we're back.
The only thing you've ever had in your mouth, go!
The only thing you have to fear is fear itself, Justin. Okay? Yeah.
There's bats everywhere.
Bats
and meat curtains everywhere.
Revive, reboot, and cancel this week. We have one.
Inconclusive breakdown.
Yeah. Jaws, E.T., or Indiana Jones? We know they're rebooting Indiana Jones anyway.
So I'm saying cancel Indiana Jones.
Yeah, it's probably going to be Chris Pratt.
Cancel Indiana Jones.
Really?
Yeah. Because they're just going to fuck it up.
I agree.
Reboot E.T.
Elliot.
Renew right Jaws.
Renew Jaws?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been a while since we've had a Jaws movie.
Yeah. Okay.
And especially with that shit on Shark Week about the submarine shark, that could be some cool stuff.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that'll work. Internet questions. What are your favorite, least favorite controllers for game systems? This person in list in order from best to worst. Super NES, Xbox, N64, NES, Dreamcast, Genesis, and then the PlayStations. What's your favorite controllers or worst controllers?
I like the Xbox, but...
Xbox controller's pretty good.
GameCube.
Yeah, the GameCube one is...
The N64 one was...
It was awkward at first, but then you got used to it.
Yeah, when you had the three handles or whatever, that was kind of weird.
Super NES... That felt right, and then kind of morphed into the PlayStation one. So.
Yeah, because the Super Nintendo one was the Nintendo one with rounded corners.
Yeah.
Atari, I mean, that was a cool one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I prefer the PlayStation because I got small baby hands.
Yep. Next question. Since I don't live there anymore, but still visit every now and then, how about a Greenfield update? Popeyes. And any clue what companies are going into the newly built building in front of Marsh? Looks like one of them has a drive-thru.
One of them's a Mexican restaurant. One of them's
Jimmy John's.
Yeah.
Jimmy John's.
They're building something next to it now, too.
Yeah.
They're going to overdevelop that area.
Yep.
Nobody's going to be able to get down 9.
No. It's going to be awful.
That's a bitch right there anyways, because half the people don't remember or fucking care that it goes to one lane.
Right.
Yeah, right there by
the liquor store. Yeah.
I just cut through Candle Compton.
Yeah.
Whenever
I come into town, I come through the back roads. Well, Morristown Pike is closed. That's a road they're building out there, by the way.
It is?
Yeah. Okay. And I come up 40.
To get away from all that.
Yeah.
How was Popeyes? You said you went?
It was good.
I did. It was really busy when I went. Real busy. Yeah. There was probably 100 people in there.
Wow.
It's because it's fucking new.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah. And there are 3 black people working there.
Holy shit. Jamal, his mama, and his grandmama.
And his baby mama.
There was a flamboyantly gay guy working at the register.
Black?
No.
Damn.
Hispanic?
The black guys are in the back cooking, dude.
It's authentic chicken.
Fucking right it is. It was good.
Louisiana chicken.
I didn't like the mashed potatoes.
Mm. Yeah, that gravy's fucking weird.
Yeah.
And they were kind of lumpy.
Yeah.
Update from Vince on Hatred. We already hit.
Fuck you.
With the DC reboot, is anything worth reading that was in the New 52?
No.
That was in the New 52?
Yeah.
Anything Batman?
All the Batman stuff was fantastic.
It was awesome.
Swamp Thing.
Yeah,
was really good. And so
you
was,
make my heart sing.
And so was Animal Man.
Animal
Man's run was.
You make everything
good.
Groovy.
How much of a grammar Nazi are you?
Ich bin ein Berliner!
Only when I'm trying to be a dick.
Yeah. Yeah, I notice it, but I don't comment on it anymore.
Like, if somebody calls me out on it, it's fucking on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess this one's to Timmy. Is all country music the same?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Pop country.
Yeah.
Country pop.
Favorite card games using a standard deck and then stuff like Uno?
Strip poker.
Okay. Euchre.
Oh, yeah.
Euchre, solitaire.
Yeah, I fucking hate Euchre.
52 pickup. I like playing that one.
I've had to play that a couple times.
Yeah. What about like Uno or...
Yeah, I like Uno, Cards Against
Card
Humanity.
Cards Against Humanity, yeah.
It's mesmerizing to watch this.
What?
That.
Oh. That's fucking awful, dude.
Do you have a favorite beer?
Yeah.
No.
Back when I drank, Colt. It was Molson.
Colt.
Molson Ice.
I would drink Molson.
Molson Canadian.
Timmy's is cold.
Cold.
Well, I like Molson. My favorite was Rolling Rock.
Well,
and then Budweiser fucked it.
When I lived in Chicago, when we were underage, we were going to school, we had a fake ID.
Yeah.
We could get a case of 100 white can, black letters, beer.
Beer. The generic beer.
If you will drink that, you will drink anything.
That's, yeah.
Because that is some rough shit. That's like the shit they scrape
off
the
ground. That's like Steel City Reserve.
I got drunk on that shit one time.
Oh,
that shit makes PBR look like fucking champagne.
Yeah.
What about you? The Duff beer, I seen there.
I haven't had, I don't know.
It's in
I'm
Florida.
I'm not a beer drinker.
Yeah.
They're talking about expanding it.
You're a pussy.
I don't care.
Yeah, they're going to expand it.
Gives me a headache.
Yeah, I can't drink beer anymore or anything carbonated.
Can't drink
see.
Anymore or any less.
You can't eat anymore either, can you?
I do. I pay for it. Last
I
question.
Pay for it too, but...
Were you ever bullied as a kid or now, and how do you deal with it?
I've not been bullied in a long time, except for Vince.
Fucking cocksucker.
I was bullied but, once as a kid, smashed the kid's face into a wall. That ended it. Real quick. So
I was bullied as a kid.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say
bullied. I was
bullied
as a kid,
but
too.
You were the butt of a lot of jokes.
Oh, I was bullied.
Then now the table.
I wasn't
turned.
Rich enough for anybody.
I was never really physically bullied. I got pushed down a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah, like going to
people making fun of me or whatever.
Yeah. Going to school here, if you didn't have these shoes, these pants, this cologne,
yeah,
you were a fucking leper.
Yeah.
I think growing up poor, around, surrounded by poor people. Well, not poor, but...
Now it's funny to see the people that picked on me in school.
Flipping
yeah, burgers.
Now their kids are on 16
just,
and pregnant.
Yeah, just pieces of shit.
Yeah. Our top 10 list this week.
What the fuck is that?
What is what?
It's a dog chewy.
Dog treat.
Oh.
It's like, when he's staying quiet.
Like, what the fuck are you eating?
It's a meat curtain.
Meat curtain.
What's that sound? They're humping outside.
Somebody's home.
I saw your sister the other day.
Yeah. She got a new car. The top 10 celebrities who should not teach sex ed.
This is good. This is going to be good.
Timmy, would you start us off?
Justin's mom.
With number 10. I hate you now. More than Timmy.
Wow!
Yeah.
Holy shit. The mighty have fallen.
What about last night?
Well.
He loved you last night.
Yeah, long time.
What have you done for me today?
You're a dick this morning.
Yeah. Who's your number 10, Timmy?
William. Bill Cosby.
Oh, he wasn't even on my list.
Yeah, I
He's
thought
He's higher
about
on mine. He stuck to pudding. Yeah. That's a good number 10.
I have a feeling my number one is going to be on a few lists.
Probably. Timmy? Mr. Short?
Randy Quaid.
Oh,
damn it.
Not on my list.
Not on my list, dude.
That was
God
a good movie,
it.
Though.
That was a good movie.
It's educational.
Yeah.
You didn't see anything. It looked like a fucking jungle.
What's Drunk Santa doing?
Vince.
Bing Crosby.
Oh.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
That went that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that.
My number 10, Octomom.
Oh, yeah.
That ain't no shit.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen her porn?
Yeah.
It's fucking weird.
I've
seen pictures from it.
It's not good. number 9, Timmy.
Alec Baldwin. Sweaty ball.
All right.
Michael Jackson.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that's a gimme.
May he rest in pedophile hell.
Yeah.
Ike Turner.
That's good.
I'll show you Thunderdome. Yeah.
I got the Thunderdome right here, bitch.
My number nine. Bill Cosby with the pudding and the pops. Number eight.
Courtney Love.
Oh, did not make my list.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hold this. Now press this.
Pull the trigger with your toe. Yeah.
Shoes are still on. How do you do it? Magic.
Number eight.
Bill Clinton.
Oh.
I don't know, that'd be education.
Oh, no, that might be some tips on how
I'd listen.
Get out of the cat women.
He got it.
Yeah.
He also, well,
Tommy
really
Lee.
I was going to say we really want to go into Hillary jokes. But.
Tommy Lee.
Oh, you don't want the hep?
No.
A, B, or C?
Yeah.
D.
He's got double the hip.
He does have the D.
I saw that one. Yeah. My number eight, Bruce Jenner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number seven.
All right, this is going to make him cry. Rebel Wilson.
Oh.
I just can't. She's got that voice that hits that spot that makes me want to kill myself.
Yeah. Got to drive with a fork. Yep.
And she's fat.
Well, you know, there is that. And she's British.
Hey, there's plenty of hot British women.
Yeah, but she's fat.
Oh, she's fat.
Oh, well, that. Yeah. Oh, number seven, Mr. Short.
Another one might make Vince cry. George Michael.
Dude, I would watch that motherfucker.
No sex in the cop bathroom.
Wow.
Learn how to stroke it from a master.
Masturbator.
Yes.
Yeah. Who's your number seven?
Britney Spears.
I'd watch that.
I'd watch that.
But she's a...
Yeah, she's fucking crazy. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
As long as you're watching that video and you're not partaking.
Yeah.
At least you know it's probably shaped.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't want that to fit in there.
Wow.
Like that video.
Yeah. If you walk around and fall out, no, that's not good.
Does she wear diapers?
Yes.
What do you mean you can squat on a safety cone?
She would have to wear diapers.
All the way down?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like God. A funnel.
God damn.
My number seven, Gary Glitter.
Yeah.
We'll just leave it at that. Continue. Number six.
Anyone from Jackass.
Fucker. Told my joke. Yeah.
Although Steve-O would probably be funny.
Yeah.
Staple his dick to his leg. Look, I'm Bruce Jenner.
Yikes.
Paul Rubens.
Fucker.
The Pee-wee.
Steve Buscemi.
He would be the ultimate teacher. How to get laid with that face?
Damn, that's good. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
He learned everything he knows from Rebel Wilson.
That's right. My number six.
Turn up the radio. Smell my
You too can get laid if the price is right. Bob Barker, bitches.
Have your pet spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody.
How you two can get replaced by Drew Carey. Number five.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Alright.
Angelina Jolie.
She's freaky.
That bitch is crazy.
I'd probably watch it, but.
Yeah, I would too.
That's it, yeah. Ben Stein.
Put it in.
Put it out.
Take it out.
Put it in.
Check it all out.
Bueller.
Spit on it.
Bueller.
Spit on it.
My number five, Gordon Ramsay.
Hell yeah.
You fucking did it wrong. It's bloody do it again.
Do I need to chop your dick off?
Yeah.
What the fuck's the matter with you?
Let me call you Caitlin.
Number four.
Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen.
Paul Rubens.
Roman Polanski. Did I steal yours? Sorry. I apologize. Number three.
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How to take a wrecking ball.
Oh, God. Yikes.
Ron Jeremy.
The hedgehog.
That's his job.
That would be job. Yeah,
he's taught me a lot of things.
I was going to say.
I can almost reach it now.
Yeah, but he's fucking gross.
He is.
Well, yeah. Visually, he, looks like visually, he would not be a good teacher.
He can suck his own dick. I mean, come on.
Used to be
able used to.
Be,
yeah, used to could.
His belly got in the way.
Dunlap's disease.
Number three.
Belly there's... Dunlap's lower than dick.
Paula Poundstone.
Fucker.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's my number three. Timmy, who's your number two?
Gary Busey.
You put it in the seashell. I love Gary Busey. God damn it.
Yeah!
Who's your number two, Mr. Short?
Paris Hilton.
Ugh.
Because she's bad at it.
I think that's...
How not to do. Yeah. Vince?
Jeffrey Jones.
Why does that name sound...
He was the principal on Ferris Bueller.
Oh, yeah.
But he got caught with child porn.
Child porn, yeah. Yeah, I thought you were going to say Ed Gein or something like that.
I mean...
Yeah, like you do. My number two is Lena Dunham.
Fucking A.
Yeah.
Oh, this is my sister.
Diddle.
Yeah. These are my rocks.
Oh. Who's your number one?
Bruce Caitlin Jenner.
Yeah.
Michael Hutchins.
if I'm gonna go, it's gonna be auto asphyxiation.
Yeah, right.
I'm just saying.
There you go. Vince, your number one.
Roman Polanski.
Yeah, I stole yours. I apologize.
That kid, fucking Jew.
Yeah, that's why he's not allowed in the States. And my number one. Hi, I'm Johnny Knoxville, and welcome to Sex Ed.
I just thought Tammy Faye Baker.
Ooh. Yeah, that'd been a good one. Honorable mention.
Tipper Gore.
Ugh. And now I'm going to cry.
Betty White. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I'd watch Betty White.
Let me knock the dust off of it.
Yeah. Our fan casting this week. We're doing South Park. Cartman, Kenny, Stan, Kyle, Randy, Butters, Timmy, Tweak, Mr. Mackey, and Officer Barbrady. I cast mine older, college age.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
All right. Timmy, go. Cartman. Where are we
going? Cartman?
Yep.
Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
I thought of that, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
All the fat actors are losing weight.
Bastards.
But this one. Andy Milonakis.
Oh.
I can see that.
You know, he's almost 40 years old.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
I went with Brett Kelly, the kid from Bad Santa.
Oh, yeah.
The fat kid.
That's funny.
I didn't go fat with mine. I went with Christopher Mintz-Plasse from Kick-Ass, played the motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's the attitude, got it. After, like you said, all the actors are losing weight, so. Who's your Kenny?
Daniel Radcliffe.
That's a fantastic pick.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Lucas Till. I don't remember.
Okay.
Till when?
I don't know.
Till now. I think he just pooped his diaper.
Okay, yours?
Kenny, Jace Norman.
Okay. I went with Jesse Eisenberg.
An actor.
Yeah, he's Lex Luthor. I just want to see him die. Stan.
Zac Efron.
I thought of that.
Yeah.
We got Thomas Decker.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't even know. So, why don't we have IMDb pulled up?
Yeah.
Try to move the show along.
He's in the hole.
Poke.
Poke it in the hole.
I'm trying to...
Poke it in the hole.
He's trying to poke it.
Poke it in the hole where it used to be my cock.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, he's pretty.
All right. Vince?
Owen Joyner.
Jenner?
Joyner.
Jenner?
Thousand Things to Do Before High School. Okay.
I went kid.
Yeah, you did.
Sorry.
Pedophile.
It's a bunch. It's funny when you see a bunch of kids say fuck.
Oh, that's true.
He looks like he would be awful to talk to.
He looks like a Mormon.
He looks like his next career.
He looks like he lives in Colorado.
Ooh.
Fuck Colorado. my stance, Elijah Wood. Which leads to Kyle.
Dave Franco.
That's, yeah. That's good.
Rupert Grant.
Almost. I almost picked him.
Yeah.
I went Jew and went Zachary Gordon.
Okay. Can we pull him up or?
No, it was the kid from Diary of Wimpy Kid.
Diarrhea.
He got the cheese.
Of course, the best friend of Elijah Wood would be Tobey Maguire.
Sure.
So that's fine. That leads us to Randy Marsh.
Oh, crap. I didn't cast him. I will do it now.
You're stupid.
Thank you.
Mark Wahlberg.
I agree with that. Mark Wahlberg.
No, it's me. Colin Farrell. There's a picture of him from True Detective with just the mustache.
And yeah.
Looks just like him.
I went with Woody Harrelson.
That's perfect.
That leads us to Butters.
Max Thurright.
He was on
The whole
Bates Motel.
Terrio.
Oh, he's pretty too.
He's the older brother on Bates Motel.
Oh, okay.
And he kind of looks like Butter.
Yeah, he kind of does.
Alright.
If you get the fucking ad out of the way.
Yeah, I can see that. Mr. Short.
Dane DeHaan.
Dale DeHaan?
Dane.
That's Diane.
Call me Diane.
Dude.
That's Dylan.
You
D-Lane.
Got an L in there.
Dane.
D-A-N-E.
There you go. There you go.
Hey, I did. Oh, the kid from Chronicle. Okay.
Call me Diane.
He was in one of the Terminator movies, too.
Like yeah.
He was in 3.
Terminator 8. Lincoln.
Genesis. Not Genesis. Fucking, the one with...
Lincoln in it?
Oh, he was in that Metallica...
Through the Never. Yeah, that's where I know.
Did you say Abe Lincoln?
No, I said, hey, Blinken! Casey Simpson.
It's Casey with a K.
No, it's a C. I don't think there's a picture on him.
Alright, fuck him. I went with Topher Grace. I just tried to pick age range.
Timmy.
Who's your Timmy?
Shia LaBeouf. I thought of the most retarded motherfucker I could think of.
Just do it. Do it. I felt bad looking up...
retards?
No. Well, handicapped actors.
I did that too, and I couldn't find nobody in a chair.
I picked R.J. Mitt, M-I-T-T-E.
From Breaking Bad.
Yeah, he was the son on Breaking Bad.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
With Timmy over here, I picked the most retarded motherfucker I could find too.
Justin Anderson.
Timmy Schisler.
That's fucked up. See that?
I see.
Well, at least it wasn't me.
Because you go, Timmer. Do it.
Do what?
I needed a guy in a wheelchair, so I picked the guy that played Stephen Hawking, Eddie Redmayne.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, he will also be the lead in Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, the Harry Potter spinoff.
He looks older than me, but he's 1 year younger than me.
Yeah. Tweak! Exactly. Who's your Tweak?
Lucas Till.
So what?
That's the guy I picked for Kenny.
Yeah.
Mine is Lucas Cruikshank.
Crooked Shank?
Oh.
C-R-U-I-K. That guy.
Crew chef.
He was like Fred. Cool.
Fred, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Didn't he have Fred have like a high-pitched voice?
Yeah. He's Fruity.
Oh.
He's Fruity
he's
too.
He's running in the Bruce Jenner Memorial.
He'd be a good Butters. Yeah.
He just came out of the closet not too long ago.
He might want to go back.
Had to find that jacket.
Finally found his jacket.
Who's your tweet, Vince?
Mace Coronel.
I'm sorry, what?
Mace. M-A-C-E. Not Maisie. Mace. There. He looks really young in that picture.
He's a little boy.
I went kids.
Yeah.
Because I want to hear kids say fuck a lot. That's funny.
More than your own? More than your own.
Exactly.
For my tweak, I went with DJ Qualls.
Oh, okay.
Just because I can see
from
him.
From Legit.
Yeah, I can see him all speeded out.
There's something about kids calling another kid a fat fucking Jew. I don't know.
It brings back memories for
them. It's funny.
It's just like the inconclusive break.
Yeah. Phrases we've heard at Walmart.
Yeah.
Hey, who lied?
Yeah.
Mr. Mackey.
Gary Busey.
That's perfect.
That is good.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
Michael Jeter.
It's Derek's older brother.
You know exactly who he is.
Kevin?
Oh, yes!
That's perfect.
Dale from the Green Mile.
Yeah.
He's kissing a dude right there.
Yes, he is.
Is he gay?
I don't know.
His boyfriend might be.
Oh, maybe he is gay. Go back up. He's with a lot of guys.
He is Mr. Noodle.
Yeah, Mr. Noodle.
Yes. He was in Jurassic Park, which I may have been watching while doing this.
And he... Was he on Evening Shade?
Yes, he was.
God, I'm old. Fuck you all.
I remember it.
That's right.
That's awful.
Yeah. Burt Reynolds.
God damn.
And he was in The Green Mile. He was,
Yeah.
That guy with the mouse. Yeah.
Fuck, that is perfect.
Yeah, that's good.
Delacroix.
I think that wins, yeah. Vince, who you got?
Woody Allen.
Yeah, I can see that.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Slave ends up being an underage Asian girl.
Yeah. Speaking of people who shouldn't teach sex.
Yeah. Woody Allen, honorable mention. My Mr. Mackey.
David Duchovny? Dave Bautista.
Dave Foley.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids in the Hall.
I miss talk radio.
I do news radio.
Whatever.
Yeah. That show was so good.
I miss that show.
Look at all the people who were fucking on that show, though.
Phil Hartman.
Phil Hartman, Joe Andy Rogan.
Dick. Andy Dick.
Stephen Root. It was so good. God damn it. Somebody send me the box set, listener.
Now.
Yeah. Officer Barbrading, finish this off.
All right.
Oh, God damn it. McConaughey?
Wow.
Are you serious?
Hell yeah.
Not to see here. Okay.
All right.
Move along, children, okay?
I got Jeff Garlin.
That's a good pick.
That's good.
That's really good.
Have you seen that TV show he's in? The Goldbergs?
Yeah.
That's a good show.
It is a good show.
Vince?
David Graff.
What is that name?
Is it an actor?
Yes. Graff. G-R-A-F.
You're good at stuff.
Thank you.
He's not.
Tackleberry.
He's dead.
Yeah, he is. He died in 2001.
God damn it!
Now I has the sad.
But no, why'd that fucker have to go and die?
Gutenberg.
I think it was a heart
attack.
Gutenberg
stole another one to keep his life going.
I think it was a heart attack, I think.
Yeah. He sold the new 50 cal and just couldn't hold it in.
Damn.
My officer barbrading, Billy Gardell. From Mike and Molly.
Shocker.
That makes me sad.
Yeah. Damn it, Tackleberry. All right. Well, thank God that's it for this week. I don't think I can take any more Caitlyn Jenner shit.
Whoa. Oh, we ain't done yet.
We're not?
I don't know. Veronica, you got anything?
No, I'm good.
We have an email. You can send us all your and for people that are you're transphobic and all this crap, you do not understand the meaning of the word, to quote The Princess Bride. Phobic means fear of. I don't fear nobody that cuts their dick off, all right? So.
Have we got any more emails from Belarus?
No, we have not from Belarus.
Oh, that was a scam.
Yeah, I figured.
I think it's a scam. I got online, and there's a bunch of emails. Whoever sent, she has sent out a bunch of stuff to other people wanting trinkets and whatever. So, no.
Well,
we got email from the Eastern Bloc. It was cool, but, it's not.
Which means you, the listener, send us a damn email to make up for the spammer shit.
Let's send her some pictures of our dicks.
Dick pics.
We'll send her a copy of some movie. Rubber.
I was just saying email. Like, get a trash mail.
We should send her...
Can we send her
Nigel Peppercock?
Can we send her a dick pic of Bruce Jenner and just have it be like a freshwater clam?
Just an exploded hot dog.
Fucking A.
Call me Caitlin.
All right. Inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com is the email address. Send us something, damn it. Or not. I don't care.
Not dick pics, please.
I don't care anymore.
Well, Justin will read them, so.
Oh, yeah. Fuck all of you.
Yeah, then he'll show us. He'd be like, oh, I got this. Boom! Dick.
Big screen.
Uncircumcised penises.
Oh, yeah, with the smegma. Oh.
For our Jewish listeners.
Smegma.
We have Twitter, at Inconclusive Pod, at Cyborg Sumo.
At, and Timmy Schesler.
At
Timmy
Schesler. Stroked off.
Fucking at Timmy Schesler.
At Short Timmy that I never look at.
At Beetle Bliss that I look at all the time because the butt fucker just
ding ding.
No.
Justin sends me shit.
What?
Butt fucker in the butt.
Fucker right in the pussy.
Facebook page and group to search for Inconclusive Breakdown.
Official Inconclusive Breakdown.
You're not talking about turkey.
Please rate and review us 5 stars on iTunes or 1 star. I don't care. You review it, I'll read it.
And we'll make fun of you.
And we'll make fun of you. That's it for this week's episode. Thank you for listening.
Or not.
Final thoughts. If they got this far, they fucking listened.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't know.
If you have listened, please send us an email.
I'm on it, so people should listen.
That's true. Final thoughts. Vince. Good enough.
Yeah. Don't cut your dick off.
Damn it. That's what I was going to say.
So we have 2 for don't cut your dick off.
Leave your dicks intact, damn it. Justin's got to see pictures or something.
Be a man.
Go online and watch Dookie porn.
You don't need plastic surgery either. You're fine just the way you are, goddammit.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Except for Justin.
That's right.
What was that chick thing? That Heidi Montag chick? Remember her?
Yeah, she had like 100 fucking plastic surgeries.
She was beautiful before, and then she just fucking... Friday the 13th.
I don't know how good that's going to come across audio, but visually that was stunning.
Well, I'm saying.
If you've ever seen a spastic 2-year-old with a marker trying to color his face, that's just kind of what Vince did.
Look at Heidi Montag before and after.
Yeah,
she looks like a fake sex doll now.
Yeah.
As opposed to the real ones.
She looked good. Hey, she looked good
before.
Some
of those sex dolls are really realistic.
She looked good.
Yeah.
They're expensive.
I agree.
$5,000.
For the real doll?
Yeah. And you can put any vagina you want into it. Because they mold.
Yeah.
I think...
like a fleshlight thing?
Kind of. I think Stoya's got...
I know she has a fleshlight.
There's a YouTube video of a guy that repairs them.
I went to engineering college for this.
You have to pack it up in a crate and send it to him. And he'll like cut out the... vagina and replace it and everything.
Okay, does it get used? Too?
Yeah.
No. I mean, do they clean them out before they send them?
I don't know. I'm assuming so.
Jesus Christ.
Does he work at Cummins too?
He might.
That's a whole reupholster the carpet thing that I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Take care of these drapes while you're in there.
He has to like cut them open and tighten up their joints and whatnot.
What the...
Apparently
how would
people abuse him?
What the hell are they doing, jiu-jitsu training? And what the?
Yeah,
let's see that on the big screen.
No, it's not.
How to repair a sex doll?
Eband.com.
I'm gonna look it up.
All right, we're done. Jesus Christ, what an episode!
Love you guys.
All right. You do know it's still recording. I haven't clicked the thing yet.
I know,
everybody knows that
that's like at the beginning of the show. You realize this is recording.
Yes. I apologize. It's time for Timmy's meds. And we've lost our listeners. Goodbye.
YouTube.